Welcome to Conversations with Carla. I'm Jerry Price. I am joined by the head women's basketball coach at Princeton University, Carla Berube. Coach, welcome.
Thanks, Jerry.
Congratulations. Win number one in the books. You won your debut last night as the women's basketball coach here at Princeton with an 80-47 win over Rider. Talk a little bit about your first game night at Princeton and what you were feeling during the day and how it all unfolded, and not the on-court stuff, but just all the things that went around at your first actual Princeton game day.
Yeah, it was a great day. It was kind of a long day, just with the anticipation of the game. We had shoot around at 8 in the morning because a lot of our players have class throughout the day, so it was the one time that we could get together. So just being around all day and just waiting for the 7 o'clock tip to come. A lot of people just, you know, came by with well wishes and good luck, and the team was excited. You know, we saw them at pregame meal at 3 o'clock, and our staff was ready to go. And yeah, it was incredible atmosphere. You know, when the tip came, and just the energy in Jadwin was awesome. You know, I think it definitely fuels our team.
Are you superstitious? Do you have stuff you either do or don't do on a game day that you can't deviate from, or you don't go down that path at all?
Yeah, I have a few. I have to have a certain coffee in the afternoon. There's just some things in shoot around that I need to do the day before a game. I need to make a half court shot.
Did you do it?
I did.
First try?
Definitely not the first try, but, it didn't take, you know, the whole practice, which that's good. Yeah, I have a few superstitions that now, you know, I've sort of created a couple last night, the way I walk down to the gym before the game. So now I'm going to have to do that every time, you know, a few things like that just to keep it fun.
Was that how you were as a player?
No, I don't think so. No, I think it's just been a coaching thing. I think as a player, you know, I think maybe I listen to, you know, some of the same music, but other than that, not really.
So let's go back 1 year ago when it was the season opener for Tufts, and you had no way of knowing it was your last season at Tufts. But, you know, any other season opener, the emotion that you would feel or the nerves that you might feel, and contrast that with last night. Was it similar because it's basketball is basketball, or was it different because it's obviously your first game at a new place? Mm-hmm.
It's probably a little different. Just you're not knowing, right? I think at Tufts, being there for so long, I knew what to expect from the atmosphere. I knew what to expect from my team, and so it's the unknown that got me, you know, just good nerves, excitement, not I have no idea what's going to happen. You know, I have confidence in my team that they were going to be prepared, and we had a great practice before and shoot around, and we felt that they were really locked in. So it was good nerves. It was, you know, just ready to finally play against somebody else.
So, you know, talk a little bit about what your expectation was and things that might have surprised you about what a game night at Jadwin is like. Not the basketball piece, but just, you know, the noise of the building, or, you know, the atmosphere, or, you know, the pregame stuff, the video, any of those kinds of things.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, that just the pregame, you know, celebration of their Ivy League championship last year, and the unveiling of the banners. It was a cool atmosphere, and I was, you know, really proud of the team. And you know, maybe after those celebrations, the first quarter, maybe we were still locked into those celebrations because it wasn't the best first 5 minutes of a game. But it was loud. There's things going on during timeouts, there's things going on in between quarters, not so used to that. But it just it makes for a great, you know, basketball atmosphere, which is it's just fun for me.
One of the things that I've said for a long time, and I spoke to this with Courtney, your predecessor, a lot, is in the last 10 years, one of the things that has really changed about Princeton athletics is the number of male fans that attend women's basketball games. Because if you know, like I go back 30 years, when I first started watching Princeton women's basketball, you know, there was 250 people there, and there was almost no men from the community who would come. Now it's a very solidly male crowd. And I think it's because they appreciate the way the women have played through the years. Is that something you noticed?
Yeah, absolutely. And I noticed that at Tufts too. Right. I think they do appreciate the teamwork, the, executing of offenses, just the flow of the game. I think that, the men's side doesn't have as much anymore, and the incredible athletes that they have, it's not the same sort of game that they played. And so I think they do appreciate the women's game. And, we hope that we can put that, a product that they want to see game in and game out there.
So let's talk about the game itself and the win over Rider. Rider was a WNIT team last year, 19-14. So a solid opponent and, just a few miles down the road. So it's a good team to play. Their coach is a very good coach. They have a very good program going there. So not really sure of what to expect, but we've played some close games with Ryder through the years. And the first, so I was standing up in the upper balcony and I was watching and I was like, all right, let's see what it looks like. And the first few possessions did not look pretty by any stretch of the imagination. but it also was sort of what I thought. I think that there's a lot of emotion that goes into the first game, and I thought it was going to take a few minutes for everybody to settle down and realize that, okay, this is what our new normal is and let's go do it. Mm-hmm. But I also thought at some point, it was way too soon in the game to think this, but were you thinking, all right, what's going on here? Or, it was a few turnovers and shots that usually would go in and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think some easy missed opportunities, sort of just a little careless with the ball. I think there was definitely jitters there, for sure. On both sides, I'm sure Ryder was feeling that too. And yeah, I think, I just be like, okay, let's, the first media timeout, let's just settle down, right? Let's play the way we're capable of playing. And, I think we had some really good lifts off the bench. Nina Young came in and I think really helped us out because we were having a little trouble scoring. Bella wasn't really scoring on her moves to the basket, and I think we're missing some easy opportunities. And then I think Julia Cunningham did some really great things as well. And we're gonna need that from everybody. It's not Bella all the time or Carly. I think what makes us a strong team is our depth.
So that was where I was leading with that, is that the game started to turn over, the first 3 minutes weren't pretty, but then it started to go the way you wanted to. And so two things with that. First is, it wasn't Bella and it wasn't Carly. It took them a while till they started scoring, which was a really good sign. Julia Cunningham hit the three from the corner. You were getting production from other places, so it wasn't just those guys. And then the other thing is, as you were waiting for your offense to get going, the defense was pretty strong throughout. And Ryder hit a couple threes. They banked in a couple.
Three, I think they banked in, yeah.
But in general, the defense was what you, I assume, wanted it to be, right? You talked about defense being your thing.
Yep. And there were some even breakdowns defensively that we wanna clean up. But I thought the effort was there. I thought the communication was there. I think we're helping each other out really well. If we know that if that defense is there and it's consistent throughout the game, at some point, our offense is going to come alive.
And then you talk about, it's not all Bella, but Bella turns around and scores 22 points. she had one at the end of late in the first quarter, she had 1 point and she ends up with 22 and didn't even play 30 minutes of the game. So, she is obviously somebody who, let's face it, she has the potential to be simply unstoppable on most nights. Is there, how do you balance that, knowing that if you wanted to, you could just come out and park her on the low block, throw her the ball every time, maybe that's a strategy, maybe it's not, but at what point do you have to say to her, you got to get a little more involved? You have to, not just her, everybody. All right, we're going to just run everything through Bella right now and see what happens.
Well, I think that's what we kind of did in the third quarter. We started to find ways to get her the ball in positions where she could score. And I thought, I think she worked really hard at it. And I thought our her teammates did a great job finding her. She needs to have that sort of beast mentality that, I can score every single time I touch the ball, and then it's going to draw doubles, and my teammates are going to knock down shots. I think that her teammates did a good job of carrying her because she didn't have the best offensive, you know, first half, but also thought she did a great job defensively. So she was making, you know, making an impact in other ways, and then came alive in the third quarter.
She's like, you know, she's a presence and a force of everything that happens, and a focus of everything that's happening all the time on both ends of the court, which makes it great for fans because, you know, you're just so locked into what she's doing, and there aren't a lot of players who achieve that. You know, it's like, it's obviously not the same thing, but it's like, that's what Michael Jordan was. For all the great players that played around him, anytime you were watching the Bulls play, you want to say, all right, what is Michael Jordan going to do? It's the same thing with your team. You want to see, what is Bella going to do? And even on possessions where, you know, she doesn't have the ball or the ball's moving around and she's off the ball, everybody's still focused on Bella. And, you know, to have a player like that is not just great from the standpoint of the impact that she has on the game. It's great just from the impact of, like, what it means from the experience of watching a game from the fans' perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, she's a presence in there, and it's fun to watch her play. You know, I think the game sort of, she works at it, but it comes easy to her, and, you know, she's got such a great skill set, but also has that just that great length that she can, you know, defensively alter shots. You know, we have her defending on the perimeter more and really getting after it, and I think she's done a great job. She's got great lateral quickness, and then offensively, right, you know, the teams and fans are a little bit, they need to be worried about her at all times. You know, not only if she's not part of the play and the shot, well, she's going to be crashing the boards, and you better get a body on her, because that, you know, she gets after, and that length, she can get up and get rebounds. So and we hope our opponents are always thinking about her and then forget about, you know, her teammates, and we score in other ways. But it's fun to coach her, and it's fun to watch her, and you know, she's just been a tremendous leader as well this preseason.
I was thinking about that when I was watching the game in the first quarter or so. Like, I was just thinking to myself, okay, when you're coming to play Princeton, you know you have to prepare for her. I just wonder what it is the opposing coaches are thinking is going to work against her. And if you asked, you know, every coach that you have to play, what is the way to stop Bella Ourry, would you get the same answer? Would you get 10 different answers? And the next coach you play is somebody who, after you play them, is probably going to tell you what they thought about how they would try to stop Bella Ourry. Now, you inherited this schedule, and it's just a coincidence that your second opponent is coached by one of your college teammates.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's great. You know, hopefully we can keep this game on the schedule too, because it'll be fun just to see her once a year and play against her, and we'll know it's always going to be a tough game. And you know, she's done a tremendous job at Hartford and at GW, and you know, someone that I admire a lot. I admired her as my point guard for 3 years. She's been the WBCA president. She does so much for women's basketball. She's going to be the USA Olympic team assistant coach, just because she's just awesome, amazing woman, and a great coach. And we have our work cut out for us on Sunday.
So this is the one thing I forget to do every week. I forgot to look what time the game starts. It's Princeton GW. It's in Washington, D.C. It's Sunday at what time?
Noon.
Okay, so it's a noon start in Washington on Sunday, if you want to get a chance to see that. Other than renewing a friendship and seeing, you know, like having a different dynamic of that friendship. And I don't know this, but have you coached against any of your former teammates, anybody you ever played with before?
No, okay. I have not.
So other than that dynamic, I mean, you've obviously turned your attention to George Washington. They are always a very good program. What do you see from them?
Yeah, well, they have their first game tonight. So we'll be watching them play Villanova. And we'll get a taste there. We did watch last year's game, Princeton versus GW, but they're very different. They graduated some from last year. They have three transfers: one from Louisville, one from Yale, one from Wake Forest. So they're definitely a different team. You know, they're going to play really, really hard, because, you know, a lot of teams take on their coach's sort of personality, and no one worked harder than Jen, and I'm sure that's, you know, that's still the case. And so it's going to be a good test, and we're excited to watch the film tonight, you know, to see what we have in store. But we're also watching our film from last night, and we've got a we've got to, you know, make strides and get better, you know, before that tip off on Sunday.
Well, it's Sunday at noon in Washington, D.C. If you're going to be there, get a chance to check it out. It's Princeton and George Washington. Coach, congratulations on your first victory with the Tigers.
Thanks, Jerry.
And thank you for being with us here today. And as you know, we'll be here every week during the season. So for Princeton Head Women's Basketball Coach Carla Berube, I'm Jerry Price. Thank you for listening. And thank you for your continued support of Princeton Women's Basketball.